Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is The Burt Show.
All right, so is the best city Atlanta? We've got one influencer, Good Posture Brent, that will make you think twice about it.
I've traveled to every city in the world, and by far the best city I've ever been to is Atlanta, Georgia. Here's what to expect when you visit. Listen up. In Atlanta, there's two types of chicken, religious chicken and stripper chicken. And when you arrive at Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport, you'll be asked to declare which type of chicken you are. Religious chickens will take roads named after Martin Luther King Jr. to visit a Braves game and see Stone Mountain. There you will learn that history only counts if it's carved into a rock or conveyed in a hand gesture. The stripper chickens will take a different path, wandering roads all called Peachtree in search of a train, but you won't find one easily because Atlanta hates trains. After Sherman burned the city down in 1864, local Atlantans looked at their dismantled train system and said, okay, and tried not to think about it again. It's good because Atlanta is now the number one city in America for finishing your audiobook. Let's not even talk about trains anymore. Let's talk about our $5 billion sidewalk. That really gets us excited. And I've met so many good people here. Coca-Cola, Delta, Home Depot, CNN. These are all great people. Not to mention Tyler Perry, who may or may not be filming any of us
right now.
But what really makes ATL the greatest city in the world is that at some point, you'll finish your audiobook. And through the windows of the other cars, you'll see religious chickens next to stripper chickens, behind religious chickens, an express lane that's just for chickens riding with waffles, all inching along the same highway that's either named after a civil rights leader or a fruit. And you'll remember that Atlanta itself was named after Governor Wilson Lumpkin's daughter's middle name, which wasn't even Atlanta, it was Atlanta. And you'll be like, who would vote for a man named Lumpkin? They let Lumpkin name this? Lumpkin? Nothing in this world makes sense. And just then, traffic will let up, and you'll realize that even when everything feels insane, it always feels good to go home. Because after all,
I wanted to experience one of these nights in Atlanta on Saturday night. And I am really realizing now for the first time in my life that I am in I'm so content in my relationship that going out seems like a chore.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So Amanda and I decided, look, we don't want to be homebodies, man. That's not who she is. At least we thought. I'm not, so let's go out on Saturday night and have a date night, right? So we were going to go to Virginia Highlands, which we did, right? And there was a band playing at, I think it's called Blind Willie's, like a blues place in Virginia Highlands. Been there forever, absolutely forever. Mm-hmm. So, but the band didn't go on. Get this, you guys. 9 o'clock.
Nope.
9 o'clock.
Wow.
The middle of the night.
The sun is still out at 9 o'clock in July.
You are a rebel, man.
Man, there would have been a day where we would have got there. I mean, it would have been no problem. The band could have got on at 11 o'clock and we'd have been like, let's go, right? So we go down to Virginia Highlands. We get dinner down the road. And then we go to, what's it called? Highland Tap Institution in Virginia Highlands. Go there for an hour and a half or whatever. It is 8:30 and we are looking at each other and I could see the look in her eyes and I know what I was feeling, but she wanted this date night. So I was all in. She's like, you just want to go home. And I'm like, it's 8:30. Is this who we are now? And we got an Uber and we went home.
Are you kidding me?
8:30.
No. 8:30. I didn't even make it to the band coming out.
Didn't even go to Blind Willie's, man. We are now that couple.
This is an epidemic for people in relationships because I thought this only happened to certain people that were already introverts. And then being in a relationship just allows you to be more of an introvert. But my brother is probably one of the biggest extroverts I've ever met. He just got engaged. And I was in Tampa this weekend visiting my family. And it's like 8 o'clock and we've just finished dinner. I'm like, so where are we going? Where's the club?
Yeah.
Where's the bar? And he's like, can we not just go home? And I'm looking at him and I'm like, I don't.
don't know you anymore.
A healthy relationship will definitely make you a homebody, for sure.
Yeah,
it's something about it. My lady was an extrovert coming in. I was always an introvert. But now, it's almost like she's either as much or more introverted than me. When we, it's like we'll both look at each other and be like, is it really worth it?
God,
we got everything we need right here.
I used to look at my friends that did the exact same thing and go, you guys are so lame. Life is passing you by, man. And now it's 8:30 and it's too late. I'm already home, man.
I've never been happier to be single. Don't turn me into that. I don't want to become that.
Oh, as soon as you get there, you're going to be like, okay, well.
Yeah, there's nothing else out there.
Yeah, we've done it.
You don't need it.
Uh-huh.
All right, so who accidentally almost ruined your 40th birthday? It's not even here yet.
No, this is a friend of mine. I was so upset. I don't think I've been this upset at a friend in years. Like, I just didn't even know how to handle this situation because of what this guy did. And it just seemed so thoughtless. Like, he just didn't take a second to be considerate enough to not think about what he was ruining. And so this is a guy who, this is my dude. It's actually the longest friend I've ever had. We've been friends since sixth grade. And we have one of those relationships where we might go months without speaking or checking in, but every time we do, it feels like no time has passed and it's always right back to normal. So this is my guy, but the thing about it is because we don't always communicate, I think that's why the miscommunication that led to him ruining my 40th birthday might have happened. So I'm sitting there, I'm actually getting my hair cut, and I get a text message from him out of nowhere, and it just says, yo. So my mind is already on, like, what's going on? Because we don't talk as often as, you know, I do with my other friends. So I text him back, yo, what's going on? So he's like, hey, man, do you have a girlfriend from Colombia? So I'm like, what? No, I don't have a Colombian girlfriend. What are you talking about? I don't even know where this is coming from. So he's like, oh, well, I was just wondering because I didn't want to get scammed.
What?
Right. So now I'm even more interested in what he's talking about and where this is going. So I text him and I said, bro, I have no idea what you're talking about. You're going to have to give me a little more context. Like, what are you talking about? The dude then sends me, it still pisses me off to talk about it. He sends me screenshots of a conversation that he was having with my lady where she is clearly telling him, I am throwing a surprise 40th birthday party for Mo.
Are you kidding?
And I want to know if you can make it.
Oh, no.
And for some odd reason, this dude thinks it's a scam. So now I'm like, you had so many other options. Like, you could have asked her to send you pictures. You could have asked her to accept your request so you can see her page where I'm all over her page.
Right.
You could have reached out to my mom. You could have reached out to our mutual friends. Like, you had so many other options than to directly reach out to me. And the party was in Colombia. She's not from Colombia. So that's why I was like, I wasn't putting it together. So I'm looking at the screenshot of her saying, please don't tell him. He doesn't know. All of his family and friends are going to be there. I'm reaching out to people he wouldn't even imagine that. And he sends me all of this.
Why?
Are you kidding?
I don't know why. Like, I still can't figure out why you thought this made any sense to do. Like, why would I be the first person you reach out to? And she wasn't even asking for money. That's the other thing. She was just saying, if you can get there, everything else is taken care of. She was asking him to book a flight for himself. What's the scam?
She will never forgive him for this.
Oh, she was livid.
I'm getting this sense. You might never forgive him for this.
I was more upset than her because she just, that's not, it's just not in. She was pissed at first, the shock of it all, but then she was telling me to forgive him. And I'm like, not right now. Like, I'm still steaming.
So this is your best friend.
No, well, he's my longest friend.
Longest friend.
And he's probably like a B-tier friend because we don't really speak that often, obviously, because the dude doesn't even know that's my girl trying to set up a surprise party for me.
This isn't the same friend of yours that you were having problems with because you were doing well in life and that's all of a sudden worse.
No.
Okay.
Different friend.
All right. Because
now, that's my best friend.
Okay.
Or at least was at one point. This is just my longest friend. He's a good friend. But we just don't communicate often.
So you just think this was a completely clueless thing that he did. It wasn't calculated.
I don't think so, because a couple people told me that. Like, do you think he would do that on purpose? And I don't see why he would do that. We've never had that kind of relationship. Dude has not stopped calling me and texting me, feeling guilt and trying to apologize for it. But I'm so mad. And what makes it even worse is at the end of it, he reached out to her to apologize for doing it and then told her he's not going to be able to make it.
Oh! Are you kidding?
Bro, what the hell?
So you ruined it for no reason?
For no reason at all! So, why?
When's the next time you'll be talking to him?
It won't be by my 40th, I can promise you that.
That's for sure.
This is The Burt Show.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.